I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Tuesday is the day that Dunkin' Donuts Park is technically supposed to be done, and on Monday, I took a tour. I'm not a lawyer, and I can't say whether the stadium for the Hartford Yard Goats will be, as the contracts say, substantially complete, but I can say this, there's a lot of work to do. But standing at home plate, the place looked pretty good to people like Dylan Thomas. He's an outfielder from Houston. He was taking a tour with a few of his fellow Yard Goats, and he liked the look of a ballpark in the middle of a city.
You look at big league stadiums and everything like that, most of those stadiums are built in the city, so playing ball, you know, you grow up, and that's what we all play for, is to play in the big leagues.
Ashley Grader catches for the team. He had his eye on the right field stands.
Having the two-tiered stands out here, you don't see any minor league parks like that, hardly. You hardly even see stands in the outfield.
After we saw the field, we went into the stadium area out of view of the field. And it's those interior spaces, concessions, locker rooms, team store, hallways, bathrooms that still needed work. And they were getting it. Here's what the family lounge sounded like. And the concession stand. And the batting cages. The home team locker room still needs work, but at least it was quiet, and it gave the players a chance to see some of the cool things in store, like locked safes with power outlets for their phones. That was a big hit.
Outlets in there for the phones.
But while the players liked what they saw, there's no denying that the developers at Center Plan Companies and their hundreds of workers are racing.
From the city's perspective, the important thing is that the developer hit the May 17th substantial completion date.
That's Mayor Luke Bronin, and he says another important factor is whether or not the Yard Goats will be able to get into the stadium and prepare in time for opening day on May 31st. The clock is ticking. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.